But we're not here to talk baseball. We're here to talk good
songwriting.
Songs.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Right. So Jim, do you, I think Shelly and Craig and
Craig.
What's up, Craig? And Vince are gonna play a song together for us.
Right.
Okay.
Since we started doing this little tour, everybody's learned how to step in and help each other out. The audiences find it much more exciting and less repetitive. If the same artist is up there singing song after song after song, audiences tend to go, okay. But when it's three writers and each one sings a song and then the next one sings a song, the audience is going like, oh, cool, what's going to happen next? So there's this anticipation and lack of repetition that really makes our show different and more exciting.
Shelly Tackett, Craig Monday, and Vince Melamed on the Mad Dog and Dave radio program. Boy, that was nice. Come on, Virginia. Well, I love me some Virginia. Oprah Winfrey's always talking about her Virginia, but I think she's talking about something else, though. I guess that was a girl's name you were singing about, right?
It was.
It wasn't a vajayjay.
No.
Maybe about what Virginia needs to do with her vajayjay.
Yeah, could be that.
With her sexy body. Man, I was digging that, Craig. What you putting your guitar away for, boy?
Oh, we got
to talk, man. Me and you got to talk. We'll be right back with Craig Monday on the Mad Dog and Dave radio program. Stay tuned. Sitting here with my buddy, Craig Monday. Craig, what was the name of the city you were from in Tennessee?
It's called Luttrell, Tennessee.
Luttrell?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how many people live in Luttrell?
Oh, I think the last time they all three of them lived there. I think the last time there was probably somewhere around 800 or 900, something like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Last time they counted.
What was the name of your high school you went to?
I went to high school in the city just across the mountain. It was called Maynardville, so the high school was called Horace Maynard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Horace Maynard. Now, did you play football?
No, I started working pretty much 6 days a week when I was 13, so I didn't get time to play football.
And what kind of work was that?
There was a Levi Strauss made the blue jeans.
Oh, I know. Out of San Francisco.
Yeah, but their biggest plant was in Knoxville, and I worked there cleaning that place up after school, every day after school, and then on Sundays also.
So did you get free blue jeans?
No, I never got free ones, but you could get a pretty good deal on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Some guys are there.
And that was your first job out of high school, or out of school? Your first job?
I was 13 when I started doing that. Yeah, I rode to work with some other guys. I knew older guys that worked there.
Lord have mercy. Copenhagen.
Not a woman getter.
Copenhagen.
You can see it in my smile.
Copenhagen.
I admit that I'm a spitter.
I got a surprise for you while y'all sing along to this, Craig. Just keep singing along with Jeff Foxworthy.
Copenhagen's all right.
So I went to the movies with my little pet.
Well, listen up, Craig. You know, I heard that you and Jim was in
just like I always do.
I heard that you and Jim went over to Malmö yesterday.
We did.
And you went into a music store, and you picked up a banjo. And knew how to play it, so I had one at home, and
I figured I would bring it to you today if you want to mess around with it a little bit.
Let's see what you got there.
Because, and then, you know what, I got a joke for you. You know what the best way to tune a banjo?
Throw it out the back of a car, usually. Uh-oh, you got it.
With a wire clipper.
You've got a tenor banjo, not only, and now I don't play tenor banjo.
Well, you're going to have to figure something out, because you got a banjo with you now.
And it's really bad.
Yeah, somebody give me the wire clippers. Sitting here talking with Craig Monday. Craig, you wrote a song for Kenny Chesney.
Yes, I had a song that he recorded on a couple albums ago on the Poets and Pirates album and Lucky Old Son.
Okay.
On a deluxe edition there.
So that must have been a good check coming through every now and then. He sold a record or two.
Maybe. It did. It went to pay back a lot of my recoupment. I'd been writing for a publishing company for about 7 years at that time, so I had a huge expense of demo expense and just my salary and everything else they'd paid for me to do. So I
and that one song solved the problem.
It solved a lot of it for sure.
Doggone, yeah. That's a beautiful thing, Craig.
Yeah.
Can you do anything with that banjo?
Well, it's tuned, but I really played the five string Earl Scruggs
style. The real
style.
Banjo.
Yeah, this is a tenor, and it's a just made more strumming like a guitar would be.
All right.
But I don't really have any banjo skills to show you on a
that
four
was the
string.
Song.
Well, hey, baby, we had some good times, now didn't we? We set some nights on fire, but we never took things too seriously. So save the long goodbye, ain't no need to cry. Keep it light as a feather, baby. Just remember if I'm ever what you need again, look me up, I'll be around. If I'm ever what you need again, that's a road I'd gladly go back down. If I'm ever what you need again. Now, honey, we got each other through some lonely days. Yes, we did. We shared a laugh or two, helped to heal a few of those old heartaches. And if only for a while, glad that I could make you smile, walk a mile with you in sunny weather. Just remember if I'm ever what you need again, look me up, I'll be around. If I'm ever what you need again, that's a road I'd gladly go back down. If I'm ever what you need, ever what you need again. Hey, baby, if I'm ever what you need again. Was that the one you were thinking of?
Oh, Lord.
Was that the right one? I think that was it.
That wasn't it, but I like that one just as much.
I don't know what
that wasn't it, but it was just, oh my God, Craig.
That was in G.
Hey, brother, that was a great song. Thanks a lot. You've been listening to Craig Monday, one of the Nashville songwriters performing tonight in Christiania's Banner Theater. Craig, you ready for some quiz?
Oh, no, but
okay, so far in the lead, we have Jim Tracht with 3 questions correct out of 5 in the Nashville music. Blessed, ladies and gentlemen, today with guests from Nashville, songwriters from Nashville, accomplished, talented, sweet people from Nashville, compliments of Adroit Records, that's www.adroitrecords.com, where you can check out all 3 of these guys that we're up here talking with, and girls. We're talking to Shelly Tackett now. Shelly.
Mad Dog.
You got to get right up in the mic for me, sweetie.
Right up in the mic. Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
Shelly Tackett.
What's going on, man?
Shelly Tackett. I love me some Shelly Tackett, y'all. Shelly, I tell you what. Now, when I met Shelly, she just got here with Jim. I guess she went when you guys got here.
Yep.
It was Friday, Saturday?
It's all a big blur at this
point. Yeah, it kind of is.
I don't remember.
Welcome to Christiania.
Well, thank you. It's a fun place to be.
I tell you what, we have a good time out here every single day. Shelly, what city are you from?
I'm actually from Ohio. I'm from a town called Springfield. It's about 40 minutes outside of Columbus.
Home of the Simpsons.
pretty much.
Right on.
And Homer is my dad.
Okay, so
I don't know if that makes me Bart. I'm probably Maggie, really.
I don't know. I think you're a combination of all three
I
kids.
Might be. I
you
might
know,
be.
You got a little. Like a naughty streak in you
I'm
somewhere.
I'm enough of a smart ass to be Bart. That's right.
Yeah, and you're clever enough to be Lisa. And charming enough to be, what's
to
the
be
little
baby
kid's
Maggie.
Name? Maggie.
Is it Maggie?
Yeah, I think so. What got you, when did you start playing and singing?
Man, I've been singing as long as I can remember. Nice. I mean, I remember them propping me up when I was little and just letting me sing, you know, to my grandparents. And I started playing guitar when I was 10. I found a guitar my dad had bought for my mom. It was this little acoustic Fender.
Nice.
And she never learned to play it. And they said when I was 5, I'd start pulling it out of the case and dragging it around almost like a teddy bear.
Oh.
And I'd prop up on a couch as best I could, as little as I could, and play an open strum and sing every song I'd ever heard to an open strum.
Oh.
So when my hands got big enough, they finally tried to get me some lessons to help me out.
So lessons kind of got it in a where you started thinking to yourself, okay, this is serious. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
First time I went in Eddie's attic, the one thing that got me is right above the stage where you played, there was this banner that said, please be quiet and respect the artist while they're playing.
Right.
And I tell you what, we could use a large neon sign on every stage out here in Christiania that says that sometimes. But it's hooping and hollering most of the time.
Well, it depends on what's up on stage, you know. I mean, if it's
true.
Songwriters, if you want to catch the details of what they're crafting, you got to be quiet enough to hear the words.
Yeah.
But if it's a rock band and you just want to get your groove on and shake your booty, yeah. That's all good too, you know.
Right on.